Today, January 7th, is the feast day of St. Raymond of Penafort. He lived to be one of the oldest saints in the history of the Catholic Church. He lived to be 100 years old. He was born in 1175 in Penafort, which is right near Barcelona in Spain. He was born into Spanish nobility. At the age of 20, he was already a successful teacher of philosophy in Barcelona. By the age of 30, he had two doctorates, two PhDs, one in canon law and one in civil law. He helped to establish a religious order called the Mercedarians to help ransom Christians that were enslaved by the Muslims in northern Africa. At the age of 47, he discovered his vocation to be a Dominican. So he's what we call a delayed vocation, only discovering his vocation to the Dominicans at the age of 47. He was a contemporary with St. Dominic, St. Thomas Aquinas. Pope Gregory IX called him to Rome to be his confessor and the official canon lawyer for the Pope. So St. Raymond was then the one who codified canon law and brought us into really one volume all the different laws of the Church. So he's really the author of the first code of canon law. He also wrote a guide to confessors, giving them direction on what kind of penances to give for particular sins. At the age of 60, he was chosen to be an archbishop, but had to resign in 2 years due to his health. And then he was elected at age 63, the head of the Dominican order. So he was the third superior of the Dominicans after Saint Dominic. During his time as the superior of the Dominicans, he would go around to visit all the Dominican religious houses in that area, in that region. At the age of 65, he resigned from that post as the head of the Dominicans, and for the next 35 years, primarily was a spiritual director and a confessor. People would come all over to go to confession to him. He would also, through his writings and preaching, as a Dominican, combat the heresies that were present in Europe at that time. He continued to work for the conversion of Muslims and Jews in Spain. He would tell the Dominican missionaries that they had to learn Arabic, that they should read the Quran so that they could dialogue with the Muslims to then bring them into the Catholic faith. He encouraged his friend Thomas Aquinas to write the Summa Contra Gentiles, which is the Summa for the Gentiles, to help evangelize and explain the faith to others. He died at the age of 100. His funeral was attended by two kings, the King of Castile, the King of Aragon, and he was considered one of the greatest lights of the Dominican order. So when we think of his life, we think of his great love for Christ, especially being a confessor. That's why the opening prayer that we read at Mass today said that he had the gift of freeing people from the slavery to sin, to bring them into the freedom of the children of God. So it was a great example of a confessor, a preacher, of especially trying to bring the faith to Jews and Muslims, and a great evangelist as well. And thanks to him, we have the codes of canon law, and his code was really used in the Church for about 600, 700 years until the new code of canon law was issued in the early part of the 1900s. I think 1903 or 1910 was a new code of canon law, and then 1983 was a more recent one. But thanks to Raymond of Penafort, who compiled all of these codes of canon law, we still receive the benefit of his tremendous academic work. St. Raymond was the favorite saint of Bishop Keating, who ordained me almost 20 years ago. And so when he established a parish in Springfield, he called it St. Raymond of Penafort, because he's a patron saint of canon lawyer. As you know, Bishop Keating was a canon lawyer himself in Chicago, and then he was chosen to be the Bishop of Arlington. So he's always had a great love for canon law and a great love for St. Raymond. So today we should pray for our sister parish over there in Springfield, St. Raymond's of Penafort, for Father Gould and his parishioners, and also remember to pray for the happy repose of the soul of Bishop Keating, whose favorite saint was St. Raymond of Penafort.